This is HPR episode 2616 entitled, Liverpool May 1st 2018, interview with Josh, aka All About Code, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Hume, aka TonyH1212, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, an interview with Josh recorded at Liverpool May 1st.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. This is an interview I did in Liverpool at Liverpool Make Fest 2018 with Joshua Lowe. You'll notice at the beginning of the interview I incorrectly said the last time I interviewed him was 2006, but Joshua soon put me right on that. Enjoy the interview. Thank you. Hello, this is Tony Hughes again for Hacker Public Radio. I'm at Liverpool Make Fest. And I've got a young man that I last interviewed a couple of years ago, Josh Lowe. He's going to introduce himself and what he's doing here at Liverpool Maker Fest.
Hi, my name is Josh, and today I am exhibiting my project EduBlocks, which I hope to tell you a bit more about in this interview.
So, since I last interviewed you in 2006, what's happened?
So, back in 2016, I was running a project called EduPython, which was a project which allowed children to interface with LEDs and buzzers and physical computing. But since that, I've created my own block-based programming language called EduBlocks, which is a block-based version of Python 3, which allows makers, teachers and students to build simple and complex programs with Python. The aim of EduBlocks is to make the transition from Scratch to Python easier. So Scratch is a block-based programming language, and then in schools in the UK, the next step is Python, but it's quite a big jump from one to the other. So EduBlocks is kind of that middle gap between the two.
That sounds really cool. I believe you've just had a little excursion to the United States. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
So I got invited to do a keynote at the Education Summit at PyCon US in Cleveland. So I got to talk to over 100 teachers in the Education Summit who work in schools in the US. I got to show them EduBlocks and also find out how schools are different in the US to they are in the UK. So it was really good to kind of hear different experiences from people I wouldn't normally meet. I also got to do a lightning talk to the whole conference, which was about 3,500 people. So that was a 5-minute lightning talk, which I really enjoyed and gained a good experience from that.
I also hear you met someone quite significant in the Python world.
Yes, I met Guido van Rossum, who created Python, and I spent about 40 minutes with him telling him about EduBlocks, and we talked about Python in schools and education, so it was a really good chat with him. We also went with Les Pounder, who managed to get an interview. So that's in Linux format in a few months, so look out for that as well.
A good plug for Linux format there, and for Les. What exactly are you doing to demonstrate EduBlocks today?
So we're demonstrating the Raspberry Pi and Microbit, so we've got different demos, flashing lights, building robots, so all sorts of different things that you can do with a Microbit and Raspberry Pi, but they're all programmed in EduBlocks, so kind of just giving people a taste of what they can do with it, really.
I also believe you've got a few kits.
Yes, I have got a Raspberry Pi add-on board, which I'm selling, which is a Pelican hat. and also a GPIO starter kit for people to get started with EdgeBox and physical computing with the Raspberry Pi Microbit. So hopefully they'll go down well and get some more people interested in technology.
So where have these kits come from?
So these kits, I designed the PCB myself. So they were made in China and they have finally arrived and we got them in kits. And the GPIO starter kits I made with a little worksheet and some bits and pieces of physical computing components.
So in the last 2 years since I last interviewed you, you've gone from just having a small software project to branching out into hardware as well.
Yes, so EdgeBox is now in over 72 countries. It's come quite a long way in under 2 years. So it's quite nice to see that people believe in the project and it's having a positive effect on people in schools. So that's kind of the main aim of the project, and it's finally taken off, which is really good to see.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
And next time I interview you in a few years' time, I expect you to be CEO of your own massive company.
Thank you.
Okay, cheers. I'll let you go.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.